USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is wrapping up a mission to the Middle East a little bit early as he's returning home because of a funeral. He met with Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and agreed on the importance of de-escalating the military operations in Yemen amid United Nations peace efforts to end that conflict. There's no word on whether the two discussed the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, for which several Saudi Arabians have now been charged. There was lots of discussion on the Sunday news shows about a New York Times report claiming the FBI had investigated President Trump because they were concerned he was working on behalf of Russia against U.S. interests. Republican Senator Ted Cruz says if there were to be any evidence of that, there would certainly be hearings.
And I sit on the Senate Judiciary Committee, so we will consider any allegations that come forward.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Congress is to be in session today, but many lawmakers may have trouble getting back to the National Capital Region, which was in the bullseye of a weekend snowstorm, which brought not just snow, but also a lot of ice to the Carolinas. A Duke Energy spokesman in North Carolina says,
ice is a really tough situation for our crews to work in. They're very well trained to work in it, but it's very trying conditions. So it certainly, when you see the amount of ice we saw here in Forsyth and in Guilford, it breaks down tree limbs, it brings down trees. In some areas, it can even cause the lines to sag.
He was speaking to Fox News. The storm overall blamed for 7 fatalities, most of them in the Midwest. A California federal judge is blocking a Trump administration rule that would allow more companies to opt out of providing free birth control to women. California joining 12 other states and Washington, D.C. to stop the rule from going into effect today while a lawsuit against it moves forward. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Another Confederate memorial is being taken away. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
The controversial Children of the Confederacy Creed plaque at the Texas State Capitol is coming down. It only took a few minutes for the board to agree with a motion to remove the Confederate plaque. Governor Abbott chairs the board.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against say no or nay. Hearing no nays, the ayes have it.
State Rep. Eric Johnson of Dallas had filed legislation to remove it. He's a descendant of slaves.
Every time I walk past that plaque and I think about the school children who are being miseducated by that plaque, I also think about folks like my mom.
The plaque was called out by historians for denying slavery was a cause of the Civil War. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And a new study is linking belly fat to shrinking brain size. Research published in the journal Neurology finds people they studied who had a high body mass index had slightly lower brain volumes, and those with bigger bellies had lower amounts of gray matter in their brains. Researchers say it's not clear if differences in brain structure lead to obesity or if obesity causes changes in the brain. And Maroon 5 will take center stage at the halftime show at Super Bowl 53, performing at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta on February 3rd. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.